Good morning. I'm Vin Ebenu. If you had a vaccine appointment at the Jersey Shore today, you don't anymore. The Ocean County Health Department is moving appointments scheduled for Thursday at the RWJ Barnabas Health Arena in Toms River to Friday due to the incoming storm. If you had an appointment scheduled for today, you have to come at that same scheduled appointment time on Friday. In Monmouth County, appointments are being moved to Monday for vaccines at Brookdale Community College and the Monmouth County Agriculture Building due to vaccines not being delivered in time with the incoming storm as well. There is a commercial vehicle travel restriction in place by the NJDOT today due to the storm. This applies to some of the major highways in the state, but not the Parkway, Turnpike, or AC Expressway. Above all, you're being encouraged to stay home if you can today, but if you're out, watch your distance and speeds and use extreme caution. As another winter storm enters our community, the Ocean County Health Department is moving all COVID-19 testing at the Ocean County College drive-through site indoors to the Gateway Building on campus, moving forward through the rest of winter as well. Everything else remains about the same. The site is operating from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and appointments are required. While the number of people being hospitalized for COVID-19 continues to go down, Governor Murphy says he's reluctant to lift more restrictions due to the emerging United Kingdom variant in New Jersey, adding that if it wasn't for the variant, he would be planning a much more aggressive series of steps to reopen things over the next few weeks.
We know it's more easily transmitted. We know the vaccines still work against severe illness and death, but they work less well than they do against the main virus, and the science is incomplete.
There are currently 50 cases of the UK variant reported in New Jersey, with the most cases in Ocean County. Brick police need your help identifying the man behind a robbery at the 7-Eleven on Chambers Bridge Road Wednesday. The suspect, described as a black male about 6 feet tall with a thin build, entered the 7-Eleven shortly after 1 a.m. Wednesday wearing a red, white, and blue jacket, black track pants with white stripes running down the outer seams, and red, white, and blue sneakers. He struck the cashier, giving him a bruise, took cash, cigarettes, and left the area. Anybody with information should call Brick Police. Governor Murphy has again extended his executive order that declares a health emergency in New Jersey, and with it, his broad powers to control what you can and can't do. It also assures that restrictions will remain in place at least a year since the pandemic began. Since Murphy issued his first order last year, people have been confined to their homes in quarantine. The economy has been dealt a significant blow, triggering record unemployment and left many businesses closed for good. In sports Wednesday, Knicks lose their magic in Orlando 107-89, Sixers run by the Rockets 118-113, Wall Street, the Dow rose 90 and closed at 31,613. Weather today, varying snowfall totals across Ocean and Monmouth counties, several inches of snow possible along with gusty winds and a wintry mix swirling around as well. Highs in the low to mid-30s, tonight some rain, lows around 30. Stay safe today. I'm Vin Ebenu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save.